that's fantastic. Another cauliflower club up and running and done 5 years of it, 4 years of it. How'd you enjoy the whole day?
Mate, I love it. It's interesting watching the boys play for an actual cup or, you know, playing for a reward at the end. Certainly the intensity of training's been lifted and the boys just love it. We're playing teams from outside our zone. Avoca, strong supporters of this day and been coming every year. Merriweather, strong supporters. Terrigal, strong supporters. So just nice to play in a competitive environment against other clubs.
And what about Renee Park? She carries this thing with yourself. It's a great job and the success is great to get to finals and be part of it. But yeah, it's just fantastic to get stuck in and see kids play rugby.
Oh mate, how good is this? Another 300 or 400 kids playing another day of rugby. You know, that's what it's all about. As Renee said, you know, it came about looking to play in a competition style event and to play teams we normally don't play against. So yeah, we're excited by it. We attribute lots and lots of the effort to Renee Park. She's certainly the one who led it from the start and still leading it now. And overly backed by a strong committee, but you know, Renee Park, as far as the Cauliflower Cup, is the leader of this event.
It's nice to see Paul come up from the Cauliflower Club and see what really goes on here, and hopefully we can see some of those big wigs like Peter Fitzsimons and Nick Farr-Jones come up for a day and maybe have a night with a bit of a dinner, and also some of the, you know, players as well. We'd like to see a few of them. As you said, only 400 kids turn up. This is a big part of not only, you know, playing the game and learning how to play in competition rugby, but also mixing with others from other parts of the joint as well.
Yeah, it is, mate. There's no doubt in the world. As far as people from the Cauliflower Cup coming up, yeah, it's great that Paul came today. You know, we've been trying hard, especially the last 2 years, to try and get a player of notoriety up here. It's always difficult. Unfortunately, Cauliflower Club haven't been able to come forward with that. But, look, we'll continue for that. The kids certainly get a thrill out of seeing someone that they know who represents their state or their country. And so we'll continue to push for that. It's certainly not why we do the day, but it would be an added bonus for the day.
Of course, you're a coach of the Central North side there in the juniors and went to the country champs. What do you think of that and how it all worked, not only from the playing but also how it was run and won?
Love it, love it. It's a long season, mate. We had our first trial game for rep footy in start of February and we played our last rep game June long weekend. So it's a long campaign, but look, it's great. And looking at the kids that I had, the boys and girls in my under 12s team, looking where they started and where they ended up, it was... it's great. You know, we had some really good players in that group and we hope they continue and stay through to the 13s next year, because there's lots of opportunities for these kids. I mean, we talk about pathways in country rugby, mate, you don't get any more pathways in Central North than you do anywhere else. It's rugby saturation if you want it. You just got to go out and do it.
Well, we're getting back on the horse, of course, next Friday night there at Scone Rugby Park, 14s and 16s for girls as well as boys. And also we've got 5 more carnivals to go, so we've got no excuses for people not to turn up with their kids. In ages 6, 8s, 10s and 12s for boys and girls to get into it. So hopefully get down to Scone Rugby's Park there, of course, in Aberdeen Street, and that's what it's all about in it, as we have a few more Sunday carnivals to go in Central North.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. We've got 5 rounds to go, so a bit more travelling, a bit more fun. Our final, obviously, Gold Day's up in Armidale, so we look forward to that, but we've got a long way before that, and lots of rugby before that, thankfully, because the season sort of comes and goes before you know it, and we're back into swimming and cricket, so we're certainly going to enjoy the sort of next 6 to 8 weeks and finish off the season with a bang.
I think, of course, the gratuitous plug for McCallum Inglis, and how's things going, man, since we last had a chat? We still haven't got any rain, but is there any optimism out there? And surely we can get a big pipeline from Newcastle or the case to get some water in this part of the world.
Mate, always optimistic, I can tell you. When you're in the agency game, you're always optimistic. Look at you, it builds resilience, I suppose. And, you know, guys, you know, we've been dry for all of 2018, and the back end of 2017 was tough as well. And you know, we've got guys who've been feeding their livestock since December. So always optimistic, mate. Can't see where the rain's coming from, but certainly hope it's not too far around the corner. Strong community in Scone, you know, in the farming industry in general is a strong community. So, you know, we all look onwards and upwards, and hopefully there's a few inches around the corner.
It's also interesting, we're finally seeing the bypass here at Scone through the Bill Rose experience, and that'll be something for you to sell houses overpriced there at McCallum Inglis. But Gus, great to talk to you and great to see you again. Congratulations on the Cauliflower Cup for the club, and we look forward to many thousands heading down for trainings on Friday nights here at Scone Brumbies Rugby Park.
And yes, the bypass is coming through Scone. Great place to invest.